first and foremost, this Shomon got desecrated in the early 1800s. And since then, and if we jump back to the future now, there's just asphalt on top of it. It's a parking lot. And at the moment right now, in the spiritual aspect, we're waking up those ancestors from this land. The ancestors are sitting in universities collecting dust. We're sending them love so that they know they're not forgotten. We're asking them to please, like, be in... also help support our Palestinian relatives, all the spirits of the people that have been lost and massacred in the last 45 days.
Montano says the Shell Mound March is about healing and about inviting the larger public to learn about the importance of these sites to the area's first inhabitants.
People are still sitting on these village sites, still sitting on these sacred shell mounds that have been desecrated and not having any clue about that. But luckily, to the work of Karina Gould and Janelle LaRose, folks have even started speaking of the people of this land, the Lashon, the Ohlone, and present tense.
Vic Montano says the prayer walks have grown over the years from just a handful of indigenous activists to the hundreds strong, multicultural, multi-generational march of today.
Yeah, so... the prayer walk comes from the original prayer walks that actually started over 25 years ago when it was just a handful of Lashon people and other intertribal members here in the Bay Area in the village of Huchun in the East Bay, what is now known as San Francisco East Bay. And today, Daisha Gould, which is the daughter of Karina Gould, and me, which I'm family, to the family, we decided to carry that beacon on and continue to show solidarity for our relatives and also like keep uplifting those ancestors and those prayers that our elders have left here for us.
That's Bay Area Indigenous leader Vic Montano.